Our second reading comes from Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. And there were shepherds out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you, and you will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Amen. The reading is finished.
Amen. Thank you, Sylvia. On this day, we celebrate peace on the second Sunday of Advent. You know, I find it interesting for myself in my entire life, there's hardly ever been a season where there hasn't been conflict or war somewhere in the world. I was thinking about it the other day. I mean, when I was a teenager, it was the Vietnam War. And, you know, we had the three channels on our TV back then with the antennas. And you'd hear about the news about what was going on in Vietnam. We've had Panama and Guatemala and Iraq and Afghanistan and Ukraine and the Middle East, Israel and Hamas. And all these things have been going on, and there's hardly ever a time in our world where there isn't some kind of war. Matthew 24:6 says, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you're not alarmed. Such things must happen. The end is still to come." Our world is fallen. Our world is tainted by sin. And because our world is tainted by sin, these sort of things are inevitable. You know, there are some in the world that say, who kind of exclude God from the equation, "We can just learn to love each other." I'll tell you what, it's never going to happen without God, because we're all tainted by sin. And over time, you'll see sin comes to the fore, and it tears apart whatever man tries to do on their own. It won't last. It has not lasted. Look throughout Scripture. You'll see the exact same thing. As much as we can do, the one thing that will never happen in our world outside of God ruling in our world is perfect peace. It's not going to happen. Why? Because there's poverty and there's greed, there's inequities, there's wars, there's materialism, there's selfishness, there's evil. It's not God's design, it's the design of Satan. He's the one who keeps stirring the pot whenever he can. You see, peace is not in Satan's vocabulary. He likes chaos. God loves peace. Satan wants to stir up conflict at every level. He likes to stir up conflict even in the church. Boy, he really succeeds when he does that. Because the church is supposed to be imitating God the best we can, knowing that we're a bunch of sinners too, saved by grace. But even in the church sometimes, Satan can get a foothold. You see, in John 10:10, it says that he, that is Satan, seeks to steal and kill and destroy. But Christ came to give us life abundant. That's in John 10, verse 10. We need, as was shared with us in the first text this morning, we need the Prince of Peace, don't we? We need the Prince of Peace. Here is the claim of the Messiah that was to come. he would be called the Prince of Peace in addition to all those titles that were given. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says this to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." You see, the peace he gives is not the peace that the world strives for. You see, it's good for us as a country and countries around the world to seek peace. And there's been a lot of peace deals that have been signed recently. That's a good thing. Because I think not just for me, because I'm on the tail end of my life, but I think for my kids and for my grandkids, I want them to have a world that's somewhat peaceful so that they can live and enjoy and love and be happy and all these kinds of things that we seek for our kids. But the peace he gives us is a peace that is different than the world is seeking. They want what looks like peace. You know, the absence of war. But what Christ gives us is a peace that in Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says passes all understanding, transcends all understanding. Let me share with you those two verses in Philippians 4. Don't be anxious about anything. You see, we don't have any reason to be anxious. Even when you watch the news and you look at what's going on, we don't need to be anxious. Why? But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And here's what he says he does for those who trust in him. The peace of God, which transcends all, and if I could insert this word, human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. See, what that tells me is outward circumstances don't determine my inward peace. No matter what's going on in the world, I can still have peace. This is the peace that's talked about. This is the peace we celebrate on the second Sunday of Advent. It is a peace that transcends all the other stuff that goes on. You see, because the Prince of Peace, as spoken of in Isaiah, is the author of peace. He's the begetter of peace. He's the offerer of peace. He's the source of peace. That's who the Prince of Peace is. And until you know the Prince of Peace, you can't understand that. How do I explain and how do you explain to the world out there peace, the peace that we have in Christ? They look at you kind of like, kind of weird. It maybe sounds weird to the world, but it makes perfect sense when you know Christ is your Lord and Savior, that he's got you covered. You're okay. You're going to be okay. No matter what happens to me, no matter what happens around me, I can still have peace. I think that's awesome. That's the peace we celebrate during this week. Not the peace that the world thinks they're going to try to get and they will never get without God. Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You see, this peace that we're talking about is not dependent on those outward circumstances. It defines human understanding without divine intervention. It's a peace embedded in the hearts of those who truly know Jesus Christ. It's dependent on whether our eyes are on the Prince of Peace or not. Remember Peter walking on the water? When he took his eyes off Jesus, chaos ensued, fear came in, there was certainly no peace in his heart because he's like, I'm thinking. But the reminder in that story is that as long as he had kept his eyes on Jesus, all the distractions around him didn't matter whatsoever. But the moment he took his eyes off Jesus, he saw what was going on, the waves around him. I'm actually walking on water. No, I'm not. I'm going down, you know? That's what happens to you and me when we take our eyes off Christ. This peace that passes all understanding is available to us when we keep our eyes and our minds and our hearts on him. But even you and me, at times, wander away from that. And so we don't have peace. We have chaos and fear and anxieties and all these things that go on because we take our eyes off the Prince of Peace. The lack of peace is not because it's not available. I want to remind you of that. The lack of peace is not because it's not available. He gave it to us. He gave it to us. It is available, but we need to grab a hold of it. This inner peace is given by the Prince of Peace, and it has power. It has power to change minds. It has power to change lives. It has power to change those even around us. It has power to change the circumstances that are going on. You know that peace that you and I have inside? Oftentimes, it can take the chaos that's going on around us and change it to something different. It's not just a peace that's encapsulated inside of me and you. It's a peace that can actually change the world. So that peace that you and I have can change circumstances around us. Remember that. And remember that He is the Prince of Peace. And remember that if we ever needed a Prince of Peace, isn't it now, the world we live in now, we need the Prince of Peace, don't we? Amen? Let's pray. God, we thank You that You sent Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to come as the one who would be the Prince of Peace. Help us to abide in You as You abide in us, and help us to recognize as we keep our eyes on You and we keep feeding our soul with the Word of God that peace is all-encompassing and it transcends human understanding. You gave it to us. Help us to embrace it. And we give You thanks and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen.